talk. If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge. Angwin, California, September 29, 1909. Remarks by Ellen G. White at the dedication of Pacific Union College, September 29, 1909. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Zechariah 3, verse 1. Joshua here stands as the representative of God's people. Satan is represented as trying to revive Joshua's past sins, or the past sins of the people of God, so that he shall lose his confidence in God and his hold upon heaven. But we find that Christ stands ready to resist the work of Satan. We read, And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. Verses 2-5. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Verses 5-7. The time had not yet come for Joshua to be glorified. There were those who were watching him, watching for an opportunity to make apparent his defects and failures. Joshua had repented of his past sins, and Christ had pardoned them. But here, Satan was bringing them all up before him, that he might place him in a false light. And Christ declares what he will do for Joshua and for all who, like Joshua, are seeking to stand justified before him. The words were spoken, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge mine house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at, for behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine, and under the fig tree. Verses 8-10. There is a time coming when God will let it be understood that his people are preferred before transgressors, and we need to stand in a position where it can be seen that our dependence is upon God. Then the Lord will open ways before us that we do not now discern, ways by which he will exalt and honor us. I believe we have seen this in the case of our school location. We thought that in the Buena Vista property at Sonoma, we had secured wonderful advantages. We were much pleased with the place and felt it would answer our purpose, although we knew there would be nearly everything to provide except the one large, costly house. But as time went on and the trade was not completed, although the owner had a portion of the money in his hands, we felt that we were being kept out of the place for some purpose. I counseled our brethren, saying, Tell them to put us in possession of the place, or to hand us back our money. The next thing I heard was that they had handed back our money. Then the brethren went to work to find another place, and in a little while there came word that the Angwin property could be secured. Later, when I visited this place and marked its many advantages, I wondered how we could have found another site that would better suit our needs than the one we have found here. During the time of waiting, I did not feel discouraged. I felt that the Lord knew all about our perplexities and our needs. When I would kneel before Him in prayer, I would say, "Lord, You know all about it. You know we have done what we could to secure a school property. You know that our plans have been broken up. We have waited long. Now, Lord, give us the place that we should have." And when the word came that this place was found, I said, "The Lord has prepared the way for us."
We are very grateful to the Lord of Hosts for this possession, for we have here just what we hoped to have in the Buena Vista estate, a place where we can study the works of nature, and in the woods and mountains around us, learn of God through His works. And here, by the study of His handiwork, we can learn how to present God to others. I thank God with heart and soul and voice for the abundant advantages we have. We realize that the Lord knew what we needed, and that it is His providence that brought us here. Our disappointment in regard to the Buena Vista estate was great, and it was hard to know that all our expectations concerning it must be given up, but we thank the Lord that the matter has worked out to the glory of God. Let us be thankful, and let us give expression to our thankfulness. God wants us here, and He has placed us here. I was sure of this as I came on these grounds. The advantages I see in the cultivated soil go far beyond my expectations, and I am thankful that so many are here today to see these things for themselves. I believe that as you walk through these grounds, you will come to the same decision, that the Lord designed this place for us, and that it has been the work of His providence that has brought it into our possession. Now we need not wait any longer. Our school can assemble and the work begin at once. And at its very beginning, let us determine to walk humbly with God. Let us seek to make such a representation as is given to us in the words I have read to you today. If we will do this, if we will walk in God's ways and keep His charge, the light of heaven will certainly shine upon us. If we will resolve to do our best here, exercising the physical muscles equally with the brain powers, if we will work for the harmonious development of all the powers of the being, the blessing of the Lord will rest upon us in large measure. There is a sanitarium a few miles from here. The two institutions can work together harmoniously. Professor Irwin and his fellow workers, and Dr. Rand and his associate helpers, can cooperate in their efforts. Let us take advantage of the privilege placed before us of adding to our faith virtue. This is something that all, both teachers and students, should appreciate. Add to your faith virtue, the apostle writes, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8. This is a wonderful representation. If ye do these things, the apostle declares, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verses 10 and 11. Let us make the most of the benefits offered. Let us work out the plan that God has laid down for us and seek in our lives to glorify Him. An eternal life insurance policy is offered to all. The securing of it
rests with every individual soul. Teachers and students may have a hope that is big with immortality and full of glory. I thank God that this is our privilege.